sustainability and don't want this environment to continue, who don't want this environment to spread through the country, this atmosphere to spread throughout the country. This is, here I'm referring to political leaders, political figures and certain media outlets. They want to escalate the situation in the media. They want to go back to the era of curses against each other, the era of bilateral mutual threats, to go back to the negative atmosphere. I believe, first of all, the people must really listen to these people, must look at these people, and these same people who are behaving in this way must reevaluate themselves. Who do they represent? Is this the point of view of the majority of the Lebanese? To go back to the era of mutual accusations, of exchange accusations, of challenges? Or is the point of view of the majority of the Lebanese to sit down with each other and to understand each other? The point of view of the majority of the Lebanese is clear. They want calm, they want understanding, they want talks between different political leaders. The priority of the Lebanese people is different from the priority of these factions which I mentioned now, who want to go back to the era of accusations. We heard one person, for example, referring to the issue of the arms of Hezbollah. Why do you speak in this way? The elections have ended. Maybe he thinks the elections are going to happen again. He doesn't have anything else to say except to continue to talk about the arms of resistance. Of course, we in Hezbollah have made the decision we won't be provocated. Nobody can provoke us. Whoever wants to attack us, whoever wants to launch a verbal rhetoric against us, let him do so. This won't provoke us. They're speaking for the sake of nothing. They're just losing their breath, their oxygen. But this is an inappropriate behavior. If anyone meets with someone else, they begin to analyze and they begin to make their presumptions. Of course, here I'm referring to certain figures in the majority, because when someone from the opposition meets with someone from the majority, all the opposition understands this. The opposition never says we want to cancel out anyone. The opposition said it wants partnership. The opposition before the elections said if we take the majority, if we win the parliamentary elections, we're going to give you a one-third majority. We want a partnership. So the opposition has no problems in such meetings. So if certain members of the March 14 hold meetings with opposition, why are they accused from other members in March 14? So if people are confident in their alliances, you don't need to course another person 100 times when they meet with someone from the opposition. Of course, we in Hezbollah, we're comfortable here. We don't need to call our allies when we meet with anyone from the March 14 camp, because our allies are sure of the alliance which we have with them. Today, concerning the internal Lebanese situation, what I wanted to say, I wanted to call for calm, I wanted to call for dialogue, I wanted to call for cohesion. And, of course, on the media I heard some people say, where are the martyrs? Why do the martyrs want us to kill each other? Even the martyrs who fell on both sides during the events of May 2008, do they want this country to be destroyed, to be divided? Is this what the martyrs want? The martyrs, no, of course they don't want this. So I call for calm, I call for dialogue, I call for cohesion, and I call some of these politicians whom I refer to behave in a more wise way. We now have a summer coming up. Let people be comfortable. Let people live their life a bit. Let people go to their villages. Let people change the atmosphere. Now they're going to ask a question, oh, look at the resistance. Look how the resistance speaks. But let me tell you, we also like life sometimes. We like the culture of life as well. And don't be hasty, don't be in a hurry to form a government, and let's give the chance for progress to be achieved. And I'll tell you once again, the big chance, the chance which we have is still a big chance to form a national unity government which has real partnership, whereby we can all cooperate to build our country and to maintain the strength and unity of this country to confront the challenges. In conclusion, I would like to thank you all for being present and for commemorating this occasion. I would